2024 Subaru Crosstrek.
The post-pandemic era auto industry is back, and it's transformed more than the new 2024 models.
Wow! What a sensational way to start the morning.
The Chicago Auto Show, the largest in the U.S., revs back to life after 2 years of smaller shows and outdoor tracks.
We're finally back to our pre-COVID levels with two halls here. We've got almost all the manufacturers returning. There's a lot more cars on the show floor. There's really cool things like airplanes on the show floor as well.
The pandemic put kinks in the parts supply chain, reduced inventories, and drove the cost of used cars to record prices. Now inventories are up and prices, well, maybe not all prices, are down. Dealerships are adjusting to a new pared-down era with smaller lots and bigger online orders and a widely expected increase in sales.
The demand for new cars, the demand to actually get in them and actually kick some tires, do some test drives, never really went away. People always did still want to buy cars during the pandemic, but they couldn't. There certainly weren't any available. Now that that production is starting to come back, now the sales are starting to come back, auto shows are starting to come back as well.
The show is one part showroom, one part celebration, with planes, trains, and especially automobiles. Along with a once again festive environment, even contact sports have returned. Sort of. This year's stars include the new Corvette E-Ray, the all-electric version of the classic American muscle car, one of a broad array of electric cars. A Toyota Highlander that doubles as a Nintendo Entertainment Center. And some EVs that aren't cars at all.
One of the things that makes a car show different from a showroom are concept vehicles. This Ram 1500 Revolution battery electric truck might not come out for years, but it's pretty cool.
After a couple uphill years, automakers are looking for a smoother ride this year. John Hendren, Al Jazeera, Chicago.